Hi everyone, this is Pratik with a Gamers 2 special here called the PlayStation Report. This is our first episode of the PlayStation Report. I'm going to be trying this out and see if it goes well with everything that we do on our podcast. Anyways, this is just our first episode. I'm giving it a try. If you guys like it, please contact us by emailing us at thegamers2@gmail.com or commenting on our site, which is thegamers2.blogspot.com. Anyways, yeah, I'll basically give off an intro to what this show is. This is a mini episode about all the stuff that's happening in the PlayStation world, and I'll be soloing this segment. I'll be talking mainly about some of the good PlayStation games out there that are like about to hit the stores and stuff within the month. And I'll also feature one game in detail each time I do this. So yeah, without further waiting, here's PlayStation Report. And our game of the show this week is Warhawk, because it is hitting store shelves at the end of this month. You can also download it off of the PlayStation Store during the same day. So yeah, Warhawk is a fun game. I did play the public beta that they put out in June, and it really is a fun game. The controls, I was a little skeptical about the motion controls with the flight, but after trying to play it a little bit, you have to get used to it with all the buttons, stuff like the triangle button to like get into different positions like hover mode and flying mode and stuff. But after you get used to it, I mean, the controls are very nice and fluid. It's not like bad or anything at all. In fact, I quite enjoyed the motion controls with the Warhawks. And yeah, ground combat's pretty fun too. I mean, you have your standard shooter modes like deathmatch, team deathmatch, capture the flag, and there's also a mode called zones where you your team tries to gain control of each zone. That's very fun. I enjoyed that probably the most. It's probably my favorite game mode on the game, although everybody has their own opinion. So yeah, Warhawk, it's going to hit the store shelves this end of August, and PlayStation Network at the end of August too. So yeah, most people are probably complaining about the pricing off the PlayStation Network, because it is a $40 game on the PlayStation Network and a $60 game at retail, but you do get a Bluetooth headset with the retail version, so that's a nice bonus. And yeah, $40 price on the network, some people were complaining about. I mean, $30 seemed to be the nice spot that everybody wanted it to be, but you know, they have to keep it at like $40, so I mean, the retailers that they have, they don't get like mad and everything, because they want to make their money too. So I'm gonna be picking up the retail version, because frankly I can use the headset, and I also like to have the game in the packaging and everything, because I don't know, it's just me, I like it like that. Anyways, that's enough about Warhawk. Look out for that at the end of the month. And yeah, other stuff I have in the PlayStation Report. PSP stuff maybe now. We got Monster Hunter Freedom 2 coming at the end of this month, which is also a very nice game, very popular with the Japanese crowd. Hits America at the end of this month, and yeah, I'll be picking that up, and I'll probably give my thoughts on it after I play it in detail. Other PlayStation games that are coming out later this month are also Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2, after quite a long delay, is finally coming to PlayStation platforms, both PS3 and PSP. I don't know how they're going to put it on PSP, but you know, wait and see. Anyways, yeah, that should take care of it for this episode of the PlayStation Report. Some closing thoughts. I'll try to do these at least once a month, if not more. Don't expect it weekly or anything, but yeah. Anyways, stay tuned to future episodes of this, and I hope you continue to listen to our weekly podcast, which is The Gamers 2. Try to do one of those every week. And yeah, trying each special segment, too. Like, you guys might have heard Dave's rant. That was a pretty popular one. And, yeah, we try to get Nick on to do a special segment too, but you know, yeah. So that should do it for this. Comments, questions, you can email us and leave comments on the site. So yeah, that should take care of it. So see you and stay tuned for future episodes.